Hello again. Now, every day the medical front line hums with activity, even during holiday season. Every doctor and nurse fields many, many queries throughout a working day. Some of these interactions and or interventions result in what we may loosely term tests that may be required or requested or suggested by the particular clinical situation. So, tests done, be they x-rays, urine or blood tests, or heart tracks in ECG, or any number of other more slightly involved investigations such as CT or MRI scans or even ultrasound scans. Where is this leading us? Well, but just first imagine, we're all machines, finely tuned, electronically driven, plastered in multiple sensors and monitoring devices. If anything was amiss, off we go to the human workshop, have a lead plugged into our outlet socket, or a scanning device run over our sensor port, voila, a result. Such and such needs tweaking or replacing. If only, how different are our experiences. We're organic material, a carbon, hydrogen, oxygen atoms construct. We're far more fluid than solid, and our developed brains function so non-logically as to almost be grown to find a way, like a pinball in a machine. Many so unhelpful life choices sometimes, as to be wondered at, as to why we all do it. So what have we in common with tests? Some of us now being registered for online GP services, of course, and access, can look at our test results, for example, blood or urine tests, from the GP sort of access site, once viewed and filed by a clinician. Today's little vignette is all about what have come to be known as incidental omas. The art of the uncertain. In essence, casting your eyes over these blood test results, if you have a bevy of them, you have enough of them, well, don't be surprised, up to 10% will be outside the normal range of some folks. In other words, abnormal. It'll ping up with a red exclamation mark. Most of us would just say, interesting. Well, some would lose sleep over it, however. For example, if you have, say, you'll have a function checked, sometimes the several enzymes you test for will have one or occasionally two just outside the normal range, occasionally lower than usual. That's good, not bad, but some poor souls will see that and fear the worst, when the opposite is actually true. So, if you've had several tests done on a blood sample, expect a few blips here and there. Your medical advisor will do just that, advise you accordingly. Haven't gone over these results with the overall picture in mind. Now, other things even more likely to deceive, and there are many. What do we find with the x-ray scans and the rest? It's even worse. Incidental omas everywhere. Unexpected but typically non-significant findings abound. For example, with CT or CAT scanning, we find things like liver cysts, virtually all unknown about and innocent. No symptoms would ever arise from them, like bubbles in the Edam cheese. 30-50% of the over 50s have kidney cysts, likewise typically incidentally noted. Nothing of concern. Similarly, thyroid gland lumps and bumps, so common but demand review, just in case. About 1 in 10 MRI scans of the brain throw up something unexpected, occasionally spotting some lumps or bumps, or blood vessel abnormalities. Rarely do they require anything doing them. Lung nodules, they're a bit of a nightmare. They're sometimes found on x-rays or CT scans. Worrying lest this be an early cancer, we follow them up with regular CT scans or x-rays for a while. Similarly, ovarian cysts, commonly discovered, but certain characteristics spell innocence. However, it doesn't feel like that if you're told, by the way, we've discovered an ovarian cyst or a lung nodule of uncertain significance. Managing uncertainty is what medics have to do. For the person on the receiving end, though, the mindset may be different. It can spell huge worry, loads of sleepless nights, family distress. However, as ever, proper, sensible, informed information and explanation can and usually does produce and reduce this worry, putting it all into the sort of correct perspective. We could run with what one of my tutors murmured to me many eons ago, if you can't deal the results, don't do the test. Nowadays, More and more of us are requesting more and more testing and investigations, just in case, often the watchword. So expect the occasional unexpected, seek out clarification before panic sets in, and we'll be all more comfortable with the whole organic mechanic thing. After all, we're human. We're soft and they're cuddly. We're not titanium-like, rigid, logical. Thankfully, the warts and all version makes for a much more interesting existence. For most of us, anyway. Till next week, cheerio.